Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. We focus now on the Empire State Youth Orchestra and their upcoming concerts. They have two really amazing concerts that not only highlight the incredible dedication of SEO's young musicians, but also demonstrate the power of collaboration in shaping the next generation of artists. The first is happening on March 30th at 3 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, conducted by Etienne Abelin and Robert Whalen. Featured soloist is SEO cellist Abby Norseworthy. And Abby is with us this morning. Hello, Abby. How are you?
Hello.
It's really nice to have you here. We appreciate you being here. Also, on April 5th at 2 o'clock at MPAC, there'll be another concert conducted by Robert Whalen. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Very well, Joe. Thank you.
Very nice to have you with us.
Good to be here.
And Etienne, you will also be guest conducting at that performance.
That's right.
So you will conduct, in the first concert, you will conduct, Robert will guest conduct, and then it's the roles reverse on the in the next performance.
That's right.
I think I broke the code. Okay. This morning, we welcome all of these wonderful musicians to the roundtable to tell us about the great work that SEO is doing, and we thank you so much for being here. Etienne, let us begin with you of how these two performances came about.
Well, it's really a partnership of SEO with RPI. And we have the Empire State Youth Orchestra Symphony Orchestra team up with the RPI Orchestra and create this massive band of 150 people in the MPAC concert. And how did it come about? Robert and I talked and dreamt things up. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, if we want to do big pieces like the ones we wanted to do, we need to team up, because then we have the group that can do those pieces and create an enriching situation for both ensembles.
Right. I joined the RPI faculty about 3 years ago, and almost as soon as I walked in the door, I was introduced to Etienne by one of my colleagues, Michael Century. And almost immediately, we had all of these ideas coming. And the first year was this arts and technological collaboration with a company that Etienne also works for called Music Eyes. And it was a visualization project of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition.
Yep.
And then we also had an RPI composer, Matthew Goodhart, write a score that was graphically projected that the students realized in real time. So it was sort of inverting the idea of the graphic score.
So this is a lot of incredible stuff coming in out of Troy, we should note. One at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, the other at MPAC. So this is in line with the performances that you do throughout the year, right? But these are two that are coming up. You sort of, I don't know, over how long you work toward.
Yes, we started this program in early January, so we've been building up. And it Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique, major work that is at the center of the program. After Shostakovich 5, we did last year with RPI.
Right.
And so this is building up to next year, where we'll do Mahler 1. And those concerts are always great for both of the students of both organizations to learn from each other, to see, for the SEO students who are mostly in high school, to see where the journey goes into college. And vice versa, to have that contact and have two performances. So that's really fantastic.
Right.
I am fascinated by this, Abby. You play the cello.
Yes.
And how long have you been with the orchestra?
So this is my eighth year with SEO and my third year in symphony orchestra.
Okay, so what came before the symphony orchestra?
So there's four levels of strings that SEO has. There's concertino, string, repertory, and then symphony. So I've been in each ensemble.
Okay, and I'm assuming symphony is the top. Like that's where you want to get to.
Yes, definitely.
And will all students get there or no?
I think some students stay in rep throughout high school.
Okay. So congratulations. So that's really good. And what is it like to be tapped to do a solo in this major presentation?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible honor. And For me, it's really just been about the journey. I started this piece about 7 months ago, and I worked on it all summer with two different teachers at summer festivals, and it's just been incredible to bring an entire concerto up to this level of playing.
Do you always love it, or at some point during the 7 months, do you get sick of it?
I've gotten sick of it a few
times.
Yeah,
I bet. Yeah.
And that's the Schumann Cello Concerto. I mean, what a piece.
Yeah. And when you say you started it 7 months ago, what goes into starting a piece like that?
Yeah, so I knew I wanted to enter this competition. So I was really searching for a piece. And I just came across the Schumann and thought it would be great.
Excellent. And then working with the teachers, this is like your focus. I mean, that's the eye on the prize, right? I mean, you have other stuff to do, of course, but that's what you're working on.
Yeah.
About how many hours a day do you practice?
Anywhere from half hour to 3 hours, but usually about 90 minutes.
Okay. And do you feel the concert's coming up? And I don't want to put pressure, but are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah. That's great. Give us a sense, Etienne, of how young people like Abby are chosen and make that journey and become soloists within a major concert like this.
Yeah, you know, in a way, the progression at SEO mirrors what the schools are doing so successfully in their music programs, and we're think of ourselves as a supplement. And to be able to start at a young age in concertino strings and then move up and have that aspiration and see where the journey is going is really one of the beautiful things at the Empire State Youth Orchestra. And, Abby entered the Lois Lyman concerto competition, which we have annually, and she won this year. It was very competitive, and there were some really amazing players. I'm very happy to be able to play with her. It's wonderful, and the piece is, of course, fantastic, and it fits the program. It goes so well with the Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique and the Sammy Musa Elysium, which we're playing also in a program that we call Fluid Realities.
Fluid Realities. I like that. Oh, that's such an RPI name, too. Okay. let me ask you, Abby, I missed two questions that I want to ask you. First of all, how old were you when you started playing cello?
I was 5 years old.
Oh, there you go. And how was that chosen?
My parents actually wanted me to play an instrument, and they chose the teacher more than the instrument.
Okay. And the teacher happened to teach cello?
Yes.
Yeah. And what was it about the teacher, do you know?
So Kathleen Bowman, she now lives in Texas, but she was a Suzuki teacher, if you're familiar with the Suzuki method.
Yes.
And she's just so, like, warm and kind and just a really excellent teacher.
So I started playing the violin when I was five. But I had a teacher, but I did not. It was not Suzuki method. It was a more traditional method. And at some point you say, okay, I love doing this, but I don't know if I'm going to continue or how far I'm going to take this. Do you know, is this something that you're thinking, okay, this could be a career, or this is something I just enjoy doing?
Yes, this is what I want my future to be.
That's excellent. Yeah. And what is it? What is it like to be on that stage playing? And I assume even in school you've had those moments where you've been the soloist.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously it's a bit nerve-wracking, but once I'm on the stage, I really do feel quite comfortable.
Yeah.
Just to pour out my heart to the audience.
Oh, that's great. And using the instrument as a way to convey that.
Yes.
That beauty. Very, very cool. Robert, I'm interested in your performance, the one that you'll be leading on April 5th at MPAC. Obviously a gorgeous place to have a performance, and what you have on tap for that.
Certainly. Well, two of the pieces are the same. We're performing Sammy Musa's Elysium, which is an incredible kaleidoscopic work that was written back in 2021. And it employs these string glissandos, the sort of bending of the pitch that make this, you know, very much in line with the idea of fluid realities. But at the same time, it's crystalline and, you know, sonorous and just beautiful. And We are also featuring our own RPI's concerto competition winner, Gianna Schire, who is an oboe player who will be playing the concerto for oboe and strings by Tom Reed, who is a Schenectady-based composer.
This is going to sound trite, and I don't mean it to be, but I'm assuming that the RPI students learned something from the SEO students, and the SEO students learned a lot from the RPI students.
I would say the exchange between the two ensembles is really intense and joyful and just amazing. So the RPI orchestra consists of 80 people who are, coming from 26 different majors at RPI.
Yep.
Some of whom are music majors, but I would say only about 10% of the orchestra is. The rest are, you know, nuclear engineering or mechanical engineering or whatever the case may be. So,
you know, you want a nuclear physicist next to you. When you're it's good to have. And as far as as I asked that question, I think to myself, well, there's an age gap, but it's not that big of an age gap, really.
Right. Yeah. It's 4 years or so.
My STEM partner, it's about 5 years.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's great. But I would assume, interesting for you to see where they are in this journey.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. What's the best way? People can see both shows or pick one.
Please come to both.
Come to both. So the idea is for you to come to both.
Absolutely. Yes. When we've talked about this a little bit before, the idea of the shared program and different conductors is something that people don't get to experience either, very much every day, and also the size orchestra that you're going to hear, 150 student musicians on stage.
This happens, I gave the dates, March 30th and April 5th. How many times will you be rehearsing between now and then?
So we have a big, important rehearsal tomorrow, Wednesday night, and then a dress rehearsal on Saturday, and then a warm-up on Sunday, and the performance on Sunday, and then next week.
Yeah, one more the following week.
Yeah, okay.
And then a dress and a concert.
So. Are you ready for all that?
Definitely.
Okay. What's your major? Would music be your major in college?
Yes, I would go for a performance degree at a conservatory.
Excellent. And what grade are you? I never asked what grade you were in.
I'm a sophomore in high school.
Oh, congratulations. And what high school?
Saratoga Springs.
Go Saratoga. All right. Excellent. Abby, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to meet you. And I'm so impressed by your work and what you've accomplished and just being a shining example of what is possible. And I so appreciate the beauty that you're going to bring to this stage. Thank you very much for being with us. I greatly appreciate it. Etienne, thank you very much. And Robert Whalen,
pleasure,
for your great work and beautiful music and the opportunities that you give these young people in our region. It's such an important venture, and certainly at times like this, we need it all we can get.
I thank
you all very much for your beautiful work. You can find out more information about these performances, and go to both. Tag team, esyo.org, SEO.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.